Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Andy Grossetta, president of NCBA, joining us once again today. We're back with Andy in just a moment.
Whoa, 99, slow down. Chew your food or you're going to bloat.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, just yesterday, I felt awful.
Yeah, you looked awful. Bovine respiratory disease will do that to you.
Don't I know it. But they gave me Baytril 100.
Ooh, the good stuff.
Yeah.
Single-dose Baytril 100 doesn't work like a mass med. It's designed specifically for first-line treatment, so it works fast. Baytril 100 kills BRD-causing bacteria in as little as 24 hours, so cattle feel better fast and can get back to work. Back to eating. Ask your veterinarian about fast-acting Baytril 100 or visit Baytril100.com for use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian. Extra label use of this drug in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal period is required, not for use in calves to be processed for veal or in cattle intended for dairy production. Baytril 100. Right the first time.
99?
Yeah.
You have a little feed right on at the edge of your...
Oh.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
Andy Grossetta, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, joining us today to talk with him at the Spring Legislative Conference of the NCBA in our nation's capital. And several issues came up, including this issue of the Humane Society of the U.S.'s videotape on downer animal abuse out in Chino, California, at that plant that, of course, has since pretty well been shut down now. Andy Grossetta says it's tragic that the animals were mistreated, but he says it has given the Humane Society of the U.S. and other animal rights groups an unfortunate entree into elevating their battle against U.S. animal agriculture.
You're exactly right. This is strictly an animal welfare issue, but with the anti-meat activists in this country, it's turned into a food safety issue, and it's definitely, those of us in the cattle business and the beef production business know it's not a food safety issue, but that's how this has turned out. There are, I'm told, 14 bills, pending legislation now in Congress, to really put more restrictions on the beef cattle industry, really on the processing part of the industry. I think one thing is quite clear to me as a producer, that these people, the anti-meat activists, the animal rights activists, they want to put us out of business. They want to take cattle off the land. They want to take beef off the plate. And this particular issue, which was an unfortunate issue that happened in California, plays right into their hands. And, you know, those practices that we've seen, we cannot support. We object those. We cannot tolerate to have any more of those incidents in our industry. So we have an issue here that I consider is me serving as NCBA president this year is probably one of our number one issues is the animal rights activists. They want to put us out of business, and that provided a forum for them to generate an agenda for them to get in the press and media. But it's serious. We don't condone those practices. I can tell you that NCBA has taken the lead. When I say taken the lead, we have pulled all of the major players together, folks from the dairy industry, from the livestock auction, LMA, and other organizations, leaders on the national level, the Farm Bureau, to take the lead to put together a list of practices that we have followed for years, years, and years, where we can take this to our retailers and food processors and food service people and say, this is what we're doing in industry. So we want to be ahead of the curve on that.
NCBA's Andy Grossetta. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Experience America's story as it unfolds across the West at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City. There's a new exhibit of eye-catching artwork by American Indian artists titled Stomp Dance and Stickball. The exhibit features southeastern imagery from the museum's prestigious Silberman collection. Showcased are more than 30 works of 20th century Cherokee, Choctaw, Creek, and Seminole artists, including Fred Beaver and Jerome Tiger. Visit nationalcowboymuseum.org for more information.
That's your Beef Buzz from Washington. I'm Ron Hayes.